Police in Richmond have over a dozen security cameras on the streets, and they've proven so useful in fighting crime that the department would like to expand video surveillance. That would take money, of course, and David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says the city is considering a plan that might keep the cost manageable.
Right. This story is by Mark Robinson, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it's a plan floated by a city council woman to encourage people to install security cameras on their property, and they'd be reimbursed up to $100 as long as they agree to share footage captured on the camera with police. The city is trying to, like a lot of places, moving to more surveillance cameras. They've installed 16 cameras in Chaco Bottom and in some housing projects, areas where the police want to keep a better eye on things.
City Council is mulling it over now, but they have some concerns, David, one of them being that people who install the cameras might actually be putting themselves at greater risk.
Right. There was a suggestion of one council person that if the public knew someone had been reimbursed and were sharing footage, they might put themselves in a position of retaliation. But this is a measure that's been used in a couple of other cities, Detroit and the District of Columbia, as a way to help incentivize citizens to help out the police.
The other point of hesitation for council is that this might end up costing more than they expect.
There was some question of whether this would have an additional cost other than reimbursing people. And this is an issue that we've seen crop up in other localities where there's been several times where the police have underestimated the amount of time it would take to review all this footage.
The suggested pilot program would cost the city $50,000. Council has not made a decision on that. Next, a story by Janae Tate in the Dickinson Star in Southwest Virginia. It's about a polling place that the elections board says is inadequate, and they'd like to either improve it or replace it.
There's probably some precincts that have a lot fewer voters, but there might not be many voting places that are smaller. And Precinct 309 in Dickinson County, it's a little tiny cinder block building that sits out behind a church. Once you get the voting machines in there and the tables for the minimum three poll workers, there's not a whole lot of room to move around. People kind of have to come in and out the same door and turn sideways to make the corners. So the local registrar has gone to the Board of Supervisors for some help in trying to find a little more space on voting day.
Nor is space inside the only problem. It's very hard for people to park. And on election day, David, they have to rent porta toilets.
That's right. The county is recommending that they move down the street to the county-owned truck shop. That will require a few modifications of that building, but the Board of Supervisors is balking at the price, $10,000 to $12,000 to pour a slab for handicap parking.
One supervisor said he doesn't think enough people vote in the precinct to justify spending that money. He says he's looking for another option. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.